友们，大家好，今天是9月12号，星期六，欢迎收看《美国观察》。星期五是911事件19周年，在纽约911国家纪念博物馆举行纪念活动，副总统彭斯夫妇以及民主党总统候选人拜登夫妇到场参加。
和过去18年不同，这次在新冠疫情中举行的这一纪念活动，不仅规模缩小了。而且所有的参加者都被要求戴口罩和保持社交距离。纪念活动在纽约市消防队警察组成的护送国旗仪仗队进入纪念公园拉开序幕。由于新冠疫情的原因，今年的纪念活动取消了家属亲自诵读受难者姓名的环节，代之以播放事先录好的录音。19年前，也就是2001年9月11日，恐怖分子劫持的美航和联航航班袭击了世贸双子塔、五角大楼和联航93号航班，导致近3000人死亡。世贸双子塔被恐怖分子劫持的飞机攻击后引起大火，并在不到2个小时内彻底坍塌。镌刻着受难者姓名的纪念水池边插着许多鲜花和美国国旗，与会者聆听着从扩音器里播出的罹难者名字的诵读录音。
Jean Ann Andrewki Sumia Ang。
与往年一样，纪念活动在6个时间点上默哀和鸣钟纪念。彭斯副总统夫妇参观了911遗址，并出席了纪念活动。
In the memory of all those we lost on this day 19 years ago, in memory of the heroes that were forged that day, and heroes forged on battlefields ever since.
民主党总统候选人拜登夫妇也参加了纽约的纪念活动。为了让罹难者家属能跟过去一样亲自念出罹难者的姓名，汤诺特·塔尔斯基金会在纪念公园旁边建立了另一个纪念场地，供家属前去诵读。在将近20年的时间里，光影致敬是一整天纪念活动中的最后一项，也就是在9月11号晚上，以2道射向天空的强光象征被恐怖分子摧毁的世贸双子塔。今年一度因为疫情宣布暂停，但后来 Tunnel to Towers 基金会表示愿意由该组织继续进行这项活动。美国之音方斌、张真，纽约报道。
另一方面，特朗普总统会前往宾州的山克斯维尔的911纪念碑致敬，而民主党总统候选人拜登在纽约参加纪念活动之后会再前往宾州。下面我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄杨毅的报道。
在9月11号星期五的上午，特朗普总统与第一夫人梅纳尼亚前往了宾州的 Shanksville 山克斯维尔的这个911的纪念场所。那么在当年呢，这联合航空的93号班机被恐怖分子劫持之后，机上的乘客决定合作，一起来对抗恐怖分子，最终呢，使得这架班机坠落在这个地方。那么在今天早上的纪念仪式上呢，特朗普总统在致辞当中表达了哀悼之意。
19 years ago on this day, at this very hour on this field, 40 brave men and women triumphed over terror and gave their lives in defense of our nation. Their names and their stories are forever inscribed on the eternal roll call of American heroes. Today we pay tribute to their sacrifice and we mourn deeply for the nearly 3,000 precious and beautiful souls.who were taken from us on September 11th, 2001. To the family members of Flight 93, today every heartbeat in America is wedded to yours. Your pain and anguish is the shared grief of our whole nation. The memory of your treasured loved ones will inspire America for all time to come.
而民主党的总统参选人前副总统拜登在上午的时候则是先前往纽约的911纪念碑，那么在那里呢他同时也遇到了这个彭斯副总统，那么彭斯副总统跟他呢双方只是互相的致意，那么之后呢这个拜登副总统则是在前往了宾州，在那个地方呢与这个当地的受难者的家属还有一些支持者在这个纪念碑前面的会晤。那么与此同时呢这个拜登的副手搭档副手呢哈里斯参议员则是在维吉尼亚州参加了这个911的纪念仪式。此外呢白宫则是在星期五的911的下午呢发出了一个声明，表示这个巴林呢已经同意要与这个以色列进行交换大使馆以及大使，建立外交关系，双方也会进行直航，同时呢也会开启这个合作的项目。在这个下午的时候，白宫的资深顾问同时也是特朗普总统的女婿的 Jared Kushner 库什纳呢则是面对记者之后，他告诉记者们说，我刚刚才上个星期从这个地方回到美国来，他在这个中东地区的时候呢搭乘了第一次的这个直航的航班，从以色列到阿联酋，那么他说呢这个航班也飞越了这个沙烏地阿拉伯的领空，那么这个是72年来第一次沙烏地阿拉伯开放他们的领空，让这个商务的班机能够从以色列飞过去所以这个是非常历史性的一个做法。那么库什纳说呢，巴林接下来也会做相同的事情，那么同时呢阿联酋也解除了48年以来对于以色列的这个杯葛，那么这是一个非常难得的一个发展。那么特朗普总统呢在下午这个白宫发出来的声明当中也说了，特朗普总统说现在既然已经破冰，那么呢他希望未来其他的穆斯林国家也会跟以色列采取相同的友好的措施。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
五角大楼举办911的年度纪念活动，但是今年由于疫情的原因和往年大不一样。
Always a somber day here at the Pentagon on 9/11. Things were definitely different at this ceremony. It was much smaller because of COVID concerns. In fact, the families are not all there at the start when the plane actually hit the building at 9:37. Instead, the families are going to be trickling in throughout the day to pay their respects. But many things were still the same. They still unfurled the flag on the side of the Pentagon where the plane hit this morning. And the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, they both came out and they did speak about this day and about how the United States and all citizens will never forget this day and how it changed so much in the United States and across the globe. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper told the families that their lives lost, while no remembrance could fill the void, their lives lost would not be in vain as long as the United States military remained at the helm and at the watch.
To the friends and families of those who have perished, no words can ever soothe your grief. No act will ever replace your loss. No remembrance will ever fill that void. But please, please know that the men and women of the Department of Defense will always be with you as we give our sacred pledge that your loved ones will not have died in vain so long as we stand watch over this great nation.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper did try to point a little towards hope. There is hope in Afghanistan, where the United States has been at war for nearly 19 years. There are going to be inter-Afghan dialogues starting tomorrow. And as I spoke with the head of U.S. Central Command on the phone on Wednesday, he told myself and two other reporters on Wednesday that the United States was going to be withdrawing not only from Iraq, down to 3,000 troops there, but also in Afghanistan, down to 4,500 by the November, late October, November timeframe. So there is a lot of hope here, but for now, The sting still remains nearly 19 years later, and the U.S. has the resolve that they will never forget this day. Reporting at the Pentagon, I'm Carla Babb, VOA News.
美国国务卿蓬佩奥已经启程前往卡塔尔，参加于周六举行的阿富汗和平谈判的启动仪式。此外，美国还有台湾的官员正在磋商美国国务次卿克拉奇本月访台的具体事宜。
在前往卡塔尔的飞机上，蓬佩奥表示，经过多年的纷争之后，塔利班和阿富汗政府将于周六第一次就达成和解开始谈判。
We expect Saturday morning for the first time in almost two decades to have the Afghans sitting at the table together, prepared to have what will be contentious discussions about how to move their country forward, to reduce violence and deliver what the Afghan people are demanding of.A reconciled Afghanistan with a government that reflects the country that isn't at war.
911恐怖袭击发生之后，美国在联合国支持下主导国际部队占领阿富汗，推翻了卧藏发动袭击的本拉登及基地组织的塔利班政权。在一份悼念911的声明中，蓬佩奥对在反恐议题上来自全球合作伙伴的帮助表示感谢。声明写道，国务院的男女同仁们很荣幸能和来自全世界的伙伴在这次努力中共同合作，为了追求和平、安全和正义，我们坚定的决心不会动摇，让恐怖分子为他们的行为负责。同时，美军撤离阿富汗的进程也在继续着。美国中央司令部司令麦肯锡上将日前表示，驻阿富汗美军人数11月初将从8600人降至大约4500人。美国卫生与公共服务部长阿扎尔上个月访台之后，台湾外交部9月10号表示，目前美台双方正在磋商美国国务次卿克拉奇本月访台并主持美台经济与商业对话的具体安排。克拉奇是美国国务院第三把手，主管经济、能源与环境事务。如果成行，克拉奇将是访台的最高级别的美国国务院官员。此前，台湾媒体报道，克拉奇将于9月17至19日访台，参加新的经济与商业对话。中国外交部发言人赵立坚周五晚间发布声明表示，中国将对包括美国驻香港总领馆在内的美国驻华使领馆外交官以及所有工作人员采取对等的限制措施，但没有给出细节。美国国务卿蓬佩奥9月3日表示，美方将对驻美中国外交官的活动实施中国对美国外交官员实施的同等限制。如中国高级外交官必须经过美国政府批准才有权访问美国大学校园或与各州及地方政府官员会面，以及在中国驻美使领馆外举办超过50人以上规模的文化活动需经美方批准等。美国国务院还没有回应中方的最新声明。克拉夫特大使星期四在社交媒体上与长期关注中国问题的联邦参议员玛莎·布莱克伯恩进行的现场对话中说，应该让更多的美国人进入联合国等国际组织系统，尤其是联合国秘书处，以此来对抗中国共产党。这位大使称，中共及其领导人习近平做事的模式就是隐瞒、拖延和谎言，美国应当让世人清楚地看到发生在中国国内的人权问题。这位大使说，当这些机构里有更多的美国代表时，就会有透明、问责和效力。
美国迪士尼公司公开承认，新版《花木兰》的部分场景拍摄取景在新疆这一决定，为他们引来了很多的关注。而很多美国国会的议员也严厉谴责，称迪士尼公司对中国政府卑躬屈膝。来看报道。
迪士尼动画真人版《花木兰》在全球放映一个星期之后，持续引发争议和批评。迪士尼公司星期四公开承认，部分场景选择在中国拍摄的决定为他们引来了许多的关注。迪士尼公司进一步解释说，在中国进行拍摄需要寻求当地政府部门的许可，因此在电影当中对有关部门表示感谢是相当常见的事情。不过，多位美国国会议员仍然对于迪士尼公司选择和涉及侵害新疆维吾尔少数民族穆斯林人权的中国政府部门合作表示谴责。我们来听听共和党联邦参议员霍利和柯宁在接受美国之音采访时怎么说。
That's quite a thing to be thanking basically the captors of these concentration or those who are staffing and enforcing these concentration camps, and I think they owe the public an explanation. What's concerning about it is the capitulation on the part of American studios to the demands of Chinese government censorship, and this willingness to bend over backwards
to try and please the Chinese government, like we've seen most recently with Disney. We've seen other reports about how studios are casting their movies based on what they think will be acceptable to Chinese audiences, the Chinese government. You know, that's a problem when it leads them to violate basic American principles, our commitments to equality, to freedom.
I think most people aren't really familiar with it, but it sounds to me like this is another example of them getting away with basically gross human rights abuses among the Uyghurs and China, and then sort of glorifying in this movie things that, if you dug down a little bit more, would, I think, be horrifying to many people.
来自密苏里州的共和党联邦参议员霍利还担忧地表示，他认为迪士尼花木兰这样的情况不会是第一个，也不会是唯一的一个美国企业为了想要争取中国市场而迎合中国政府施行自我审查的案例。我们继续来听听霍利参议员怎么说。
It's going to happen more and more because the Chinese government is acutely aware of American companies' desire to access the Chinese market. And as we've seen with the NBA, for example, the Chinese government is not afraid to put extreme pressure on American corporations to bend the knee to Beijing's various demands. So I think it's American companies are going to have to stand firm and say, listen, we are not going to compromise our basic principles. We're certainly not going to compromise American law, violate American law, but we're not going to compromise the things that we as Americans agree on in order to get in order to please Beijing. And I think if they don't make that decision now, as you say, it's just going to get tougher and tougher.
除此之外，美国国会参议院这个星期已经结束了暑期休会，返回华盛顿。在众议院方面，也即将在下个星期回到华盛顿来展开新的议期。接下来呢，美国国会必须要在这个月底之前通过能够维持政府运作的拨款法案，才能够避免政府关门的危机。以上是美国之音记者李一华、钟瑞哲发自华盛顿的电视报道。
平台推特在中国被禁，但是中国的外交官员纷纷开设推特账户为中共进行宣传。今年早些时候，中国的外交官在推特上抛出了新冠病毒源自美军的阴谋论之后，多位美国议员要求推特封禁中国外交官员的推特账号。那么这些账号究竟该不该封？美国民众又是怎么看的？我们一起去了解一下。
Twitter.So the party is not a vehicle for open discussion and debate, but a tool to spread disinformation to ease its international campaign to silence both. Officials from governments that deprive their own populations of access to the free flow of information on social media should not be able to leverage those same social media platforms to spread propaganda.
你现
在居住在哪里。你居住在美国的话，那你肯定是想要为你现在所居住的国家的利益为先。在我眼里，还有肯定大部分这些华裔的眼里，那肯定是支持我们要禁止他们。
No, that's not right. I don't support any censorship of any kind. Ever.
我觉得关闭一段时间可能还是一个解决办法。冷静一段时间，也许那边会有别的想法会改变，包括华春莹这些。美国这边呢也需要点平静，需要内部的建设。双方都需要个疗伤的过程。
It's probably unnecessary and impossible.But if I was a government official, I'd be tempted to ask for that too, since Twitter is illegal in China and people in China can't use it. It's kind of weird that their government uses it against us.
我觉得应该要严厉的监管，因为不可能让那种碰瓷美国的声音在美国肆无忌惮的来影响美国。站在民主党的角度来指点共和党，站在共和党角度，他们的目的就是在搞坏美国的这个现象。
中国关闭的话，不就违背了美国的所谓的就是话语权吗？这样是不是就是言论自由就好像有所违背？
皇室跆拳道馆已经在纽约的法拉盛经营了30多年之久。接下来我们一起来看故事的第三部分。
Today we have 39 students taking the promotion test. You all try very hard already. But unfortunately, several people who failed. 不管怎么样，我希望你们今天经过这次考试的时候，每一个都有所收获，又有那杀气出来。哎呀 ，Even the wood, the stone, I want to get back. Mentality, you have to focus. You look forward only.
To be honest, teaching the moves, the motions, the kicking, the punching, that's all very easy stuff for us. We can do that in our sleep because we've been doing this for right now 32 years here. It's working with every student as individuals and also as a classroom to teach them the real foundation of martial arts. Respect, courtesy, having a strong heart, confidence in yourself as well as your fellow classmates.Yes, this day is always one of our proudest days and one of the sad days also. Because this is almost like a school graduation. And today they get their black belts and it's like graduating. A lot of them will stay on, but we know that most of them will leave also.
Congratulations. You did a very good job, yeah? Very, very good job. I'm proud of you.其实跆拳道是一种奉献，是一种牺牲，是一种精神的传承。
It's a legacy. It's a legacy. There are very few schools, in this era, even in the world, that can say that they've survived for 32 years.
Okay, sing a song, right? Happy birthday for 32 years old. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.Happy birthday to Taekwondo School. Happy birthday to you. 在切蛋糕的时候都是战胜恐惧的。原来你理想跟年龄还是有关系。练武的人到底有限制的。我跟 Master Xu 在讲这一句话。我说我不能硬撑着，我只能做这一个 consultant 的一个工作了。
I think knowing Master Wang just the way that he is, knowing his martial arts spirit and his personality, I think as long as he can walk, he will be here.
这是很好玩的事情，但是你看，几十年了，这一辈子啊，不是几十年，一辈子就在这地方打滚的。啊，你叫我说离开跆拳道，我很难放下去。
Thank you.
拜拜。你看，
是舍不得，而不是不能。我自己本身是热爱这个运动，但是我现在已经开始要考虑要说如何下这个台阶。很资深的一个学生，也是我很重要的教练，他本来自己出去开道馆，现在回来来帮我，他把那些都带回来我们这边练习这样子。 Hello yeah, Help safe us， 真的是像自己的儿子一样了。那我实在是想了好几年了，本来我有一个 master shoe 在左手，现在又多一个右手，所以等到明年我要大展宏图。Master one 还是 master one，I got it。 这个是我年轻的时候的照片，因为我已经跟这张照片照了三十几年，多少张我已经忘记了。哦，像小孩子一样。这个跆拳道馆啊，是从零开始，每一个铁钉啊都有经历我敲过的。
刚开始来的时候多少辛苦，如果有所成长就是完全是靠土法炼钢，一直努力
付出了几十年了，得到的是好像很抽象的一些东西，只有我自己知道。我呢回首的时候已经有白发了，当然今天我回到我家的时候，我一定会跟父亲报告今天的成就，我都会跟他讲说，爸爸我回来了。
本周全球极端气候加剧，在加利福尼亚州山火使天空变成了橙色，而塞内加尔还有苏丹的洪水使农民担心未来。
这是贝鲁特港口，一个月前发生了大爆炸，爆炸威力之强从太空中都能看到。港口仓库中储存的硝酸铵八月份爆炸，黎巴嫩首都大片地区200人被炸死，数千人受伤，房屋和建筑也遭到摧毁。据黎巴嫩官方媒体报道，最近在轮胎仓库又发生大火，起因不详。同时在苏丹，当局和联合国正在向尼罗河洪灾中数以万计失去家园的难民提供帮助，当地居民艾哈迈德想得到国际援助。
What is the role of government? Nothing. They're not doing anything. I'm asking for rights as a citizen, looking for refuge. I go right, I go left. Is this something anyone can accept?
在非洲大陆另一端的塞内加尔，首都达卡尔附近的科尔马萨镇，乌云在短短七小时内就倾泻了3个月的雨水，这让该地区成为水乡泽国。洪水让当地居民的困境雪上加霜。
We are flooded. We're all going through the same problem. It's serious. Some people left. Some people are unable to reach their homes. Firefighters are helping evacuate with boats. It's really difficult.
在美国，加利福尼亚州的居民报告说，野火火势失控，天色变成橘色，灰烬从天上飘落。气候科学家说，仅一天之内，一场火灾就吞噬了1000多平方米的范围，超过14000名消防员正在与加州大火作战。该州历史上最大的两次野火发生在旧金山湾区，尽管3周后大火得到了控制，然而今年的野火季才刚刚开始。美国之音阿拉巴萨迪华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。